Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com and HGTV Magazine at hgtv.com. Let's get started with Real Simple. Our 15 best cleaning tips of 2024 will make your life so much easier. These smart ideas will level up your cleaning routine. By Lisa Milbrand, published on November 19, 2024. If there's one thing we're known for at Real Simple, it's finding ways to make everything in your life, including your cleaning to-do list, easier, faster, and, well, simpler. And to that end, we're constantly polling experts and testing out tried and true tidy up tips to ensure we're sharing the very best cleaning advice to help you streamline and free up more time for the things you really want to do. And we know that that definitely doesn't include touching up your grout when you could be deep into reading a great book instead. So take a look through our list of favorite cleaning tips from 2024 and see which ones might help you keep your home cleaner and more clutter-free in the new year. 1. Put everything away in the right spot, right away. If it takes you less than a minute to put something in the right spot, do it right away. Taking an extra few steps to deliver your dirty dishes to the sink, dirty clothes to the hamper, or mail to the recycle bin can minimize clutter and speed up cleaning. This is a habit worth cultivating, according to cleaning pros. 2. Vacuum your upholstered furniture. You probably drag the vacuum out regularly to keep your rugs and floors dust and pet hair free. But how often do you run the upholstery tool over your sofas, soft chairs, and headboards? Taking a few minutes to vacuum the furniture when you're vacuuming floors can help prevent pet hair, food crumbs, and other dirt and grime from lodging into the fibers of your sofa. 3. Follow the didn't know rule for decluttering. To be honest, this decluttering rule is totally genius. As you're going through your closet or junk drawer, any surprise finds that you didn't know you had are likely things that you're not really missing in your life. So go ahead and give yourself permission to ditch anything you didn't know you had, and therefore won't miss. 4. Let your cleaning products do the heavy lifting. Get your money's worth out of your cleaning products. Spray them on, then wait a few minutes to let them settle in and work on the gunk and grime. You'll be able to clear even the toughest messes with just a quick swipe rather than a scrub. 5. Vinegar has been a fan favorite natural cleaning product for years. After all, it does tend to get things clean and sparkly, especially glass. But it isn't a one-size-fits-all cleaner, as it can etch stone countertops and damage wood floors, and vinegar doesn't disinfect like other cleaners can. So while vinegar deserves a place in your arsenal, if you're looking to disinfect or have surfaces that are sensitive to vinegar, it's best to look elsewhere for your cleaners. 6. More isn't necessarily better when it comes to cleaning products, and odds are many of the specialized products in your cleaning caddy could be replaced by a single all-purpose cleaner. In addition to saving money, you'll also reduce the clutter under your kitchen or bathroom sinks and minimize the chances that you'll create a dangerous chemical interaction by mixing ammonia and bleach or other incompatible cleaners. 7. Load your dishwasher the right way. One of the biggest cleaning-related controversies that led to many a household argument, how to place your dishes in the dishwasher so they actually get clean the first time. This year, we settled the score with the definitive guide to placing dishes in the dishwasher, including whether you really need to rinse the dishes before you load them. Our expert says you can skip it. 8. Organize your kitchen for meal prep. Let's face it, those fancy coffee stations are only the beginning of how you can organize your kitchen to make your life work so much more smoothly. You can put all the baking ingredients and tools together, or put everything you need to pack lunches in a set of drawers and shelves so you don't have to hunt all over the kitchen for your baking powder or your thermos. 9. Prioritize like a cleaning pro. You may be focused on getting your countertops and floors sparkling, but high-touch areas like your doorknobs, cabinet pulls, and light switches can become a major spot for grime, germs, and other grossness. Make sure you give them a good wipe down with a disinfectant when you're doing the rest of your cleaning. 10. Layer in-home scents mindfully. It can be way too easy to overdo it with home fragrances, with a lemony kitchen cleaner, lavender candle, and a powder fresh fabric deodorizer. Opt to stick within a similar fragrance family in everything from your dish detergent to your candles, and look for more natural ways to provide the scent, such as essential oils or fresh flowers, to avoid overpowering people who visit your home. 11. Put dirty dishes in a drying rack, not the sink. If you've ever had to deal with a Jenga-like stack of dishes in your sink as you're trying to wash vegetables for dinner or just load the dishwasher, this tip is for you. Opt to put the dirty dishes in the drying rack instead, leaving your sink clear and ready for anything else. 12. Work your way from top to bottom. Our favorite cleaning pros consistently say that you'll want to start your cleaning chores at the top of the room, ceiling fans, and tops of bookshelves. Then work your way down to the floor at the end. That way, you avoid having to re-clean a floor after dust bunnies waft down from the blinds. 13. Micro-declutter your way to a cleaner home. Yeah, we've all seen those grand decluttering challenges that have you dedicating hours or days to making big shifts and big piles of things that need to go now. But micro decluttering, where you focus on one small bit of your home for just 5 to 10 minutes at a time, can still get you there without sacrificing weekends to the cause. 14. Digitalize your paper clutter. One of the big benefits of our tech-filled lives, you can probably ditch the paper clutter once and for all. People who live in tiny homes swear by e-readers rather than shelves of books, and suggest scanning and saving papers rather than taking up big filing cabinets. Bonus, one easy way to tell if you really need a piece of paper, if it's worth the hassle to go ahead and scan it. 15. Run an air purifier to minimize dust. We're big fans of using tech to do the work for us, whether it's a mop vacuum combo that handles two chores in one sweep or a RoboVac that does the work for us. But air purifiers may be one of our absolute favorites. They pull dust, pet dander, and other particles from the air, help reduce the smells from dinner or that nasty litter box, and can even take care of pollen and microbes in the air too. That concludes the article, Our 15 Best Cleaning Tips of 2024 Will Make Your Life So Much Easier. Now let's move on to the next article. How to Get Rid of Dust Bunnies, Plus Why They Happen in the First Place. Prevent Them from Returning with Advice from Cleaning Experts by Kelsey Mulvey, updated on May 9th, 2024. Picture this, your home is finally tidied up to perfection. All your loose papers and mail are meticulously organized and stored. Your laundry has been folded to perfection, with not even a stray sock in sight. And your kitchen countertops are crumb-free and not covered in lime juice and coffee spills. Then you spot it lurking in the corner of the room. No, I'm not talking about an uninvited mouse or pesky cockroach. I'm talking about those large, fluffy dust bunnies. Chaotic dust bunnies are inevitable in every home, but have you ever noticed that dust is more common in some spaces than others? Turns out, it's not just your imagination. There's a reason behind those rampant dust bunnies. So what's the deal? What's causing these dust bunnies? Better yet, how can you get rid of dust bunnies for good? Keep reading for the lesser-known causes and tips on defeating dust bunnies. Meet the expert. Justin Carpenter is the owner of Modern Maids, a home cleaning service in Dallas, Texas. Abe Navis is the general manager of Emily's Maids in Dallas, Texas. Geneva Aaron is the founder and managing director of The Housewire. What causes dust bunnies? The primary reason dust bunnies occur in some homes or parts of homes more frequently than others is because of the house's air filters, says Justin Carpenter, owner of Modern Maids. As a homeowner, you should frequently check your air filters and clean them if necessary. If it has been unusually long since your last cleaning, this could signal the filters are not doing their job of picking up the particles as they pass by. Believe it or not, you don't have to wait until dust bunnies emerge to replace your air filter. The frequency is dependent on many different factors, such as whether or not you have pets and what type of filter you have. However, people should change their air filters anywhere from every 30 days to every few months to improve their indoor air quality and minimize dust bunnies. So that's it? Case closed? Well, not quite. While your air filters are a major factor, there are other underlying causes of dust bunnies that might be out of your control. According to Abe Navis, general manager of Emily's Maids, how much time you spend in a room and the space's overall layout can contribute to your invasion of dust bunnies. How to reduce dust bunnies. There's more to those big clumps than small dust particles that stealthily slip through your air filter. As cringeworthy as it sounds, our skin and hair also shed. You might not be able to quarantine sections of your home, but it is possible to reduce the dust that accumulates. Here's how. Keep shoes out of the house. Leave your shoes at the entrance. Dust comes in your shoes at a high quantity, Navis says. If you leave them at the entrance of your home, you reduce the area where it spreads, and cleaning the mess that you could make is much easier in a closed environment. Fill gaps between furniture. As for your room's layout, don't worry, there's a solution for that too. Don't leave gaps in your furniture. Here is where dust bunnies are made, and they reproduce pretty fast, Navis says. Think underneath the bed, behind a door, or in an unoccupied corner. Try to fill every gap of your furniture with stylish solutions and clean them regularly because they are critical parts in your home. Reduce floor clutter. Anything you leave lying around on the floor, from books to toys to clothing, can be a haven for dust to collect. And while cleaning around the clutter may make everything look better, it doesn't get to the root of the issue, the dust bunnies hiding in the mess. Picking up at the end of every day will save you a more extensive cleaning in the future. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's get back to how to get rid of dust bunnies, plus why they happen in the first place. Use a more substantial duster. Feather dusters might look cute, but they just don't cut it when it comes to significantly reducing dust in your home. In fact, feather dusters don't really dust at all. They just kind of move dust around your home without picking it up. Instead, use your vacuum's attachments to dust as much as you can. For areas where it won't work, use a damp microfiber towel or a cloth to wipe everything clean. Dust top to bottom. Another thing to consider when you're dusting is the order in which you're doing it. Dusting items that are lower to the floor and working your way upwards is inefficient, as any dust from the higher stuff can fall onto the lower level. Start with high shelves, the tops of window frames, ceiling fans, and crown molding. Next, tackle the furniture that's on the middle level, like tables, chairs, entertainment centers, and lower shelving. Once you're done, finish the job by vacuuming thoroughly to suck up any stray dust that fell from the higher areas. How to prevent dust bunnies. While vacuuming your space on a regular basis will get rid of dust bunnies temporarily, there's a good chance they'll only come back with a vengeance sooner rather than later. If you want to get rid of dust bunnies once and for all, consider adding these steps to your cleaning routine. Wash the floor regularly. As Geneva Aaron from The Housewire puts it, static electricity is ultimately the reason dust particles clump together and form bona fide bunnies. If you want to get rid of dust bunnies, you need to keep static electricity at bay. The only way to prevent them is to wash your floor with water on a regular basis, Aaron says. A damp cloth won't just remove dust from the floor, but water prevents static electricity from building up, so there won't be enough of a charge to hold the dust together. This is why we don't see dust bunnies on the kitchen floor and other areas that get mopped regularly. Keep linens laundered. Of course, the previous tip doesn't only apply to your floors. It's equally important to wash your linens regularly. Fabric tends to collect skin cells and dust, but once those things fall down, they form dust bunnies on the floor, Aaron says. By keeping your fabrics clean, you'll prevent the dust from accumulating around your house. Control the humidity. Another way to reduce the static electricity in your home, pick up a humidifier to add moisture to dry, static-prone air. Humidifiers come as standalone units or attached directly to your furnace. These units help regulate humidity levels during the winter when heating tends to dry out the air. Conversely, if you live in a humid climate, you should invest in a good dehumidifier because too much humidity can also contribute to more dust. To prevent dust bunnies caused by excessive static electricity or dampness, keep your humidity levels between 30 to 50%. Replace pillows regularly. You may not think about it often, but your pillows are havens for skin cells, dust mites, and even fungus. One study found a substantial load of many species of fungi in household pillows. The presence of fungus, dust mites, and allergens can make it difficult to breathe, and even more so for people with pre-existing respiratory illnesses. While washing pillows every 3 to 6 months is a good idea, experts recommend replacing your pillows every 1 to 2 years to keep your dust levels down and keep yourself healthy. Use an air purifier. Even if you don't live in a particularly polluted city, pollutants, allergens, dander, and other microscopic bits are floating around in your home. Studies show that air purifiers are especially beneficial for people with asthma or allergies. Air purifiers suck up the dust particles, which can help keep your home cleaner. But don't skip out on the duster. Dust mites don't get filtered through the purifier, since they're not airborne. So it's crucial to stay on top of dusting in addition to running the air purifier. That concludes the article, How to Get Rid of Dust Bunnies, plus why they happen in the first place. Now let's move on to an article from HGTV Magazine. 10 Vacuuming Mistakes You Might Be Making by Emily Fazio. Vacuuming is a routine chore, and most of us assume we've got it down pat. Before your next cleaning session, take a moment to rethink how you vacuum. Are you using your vacuum correctly? Have you fallen into some bad habits? You might be surprised by how simple adjustments can make the job more effective. From carpet care to vacuum maintenance, take it from us. You're not the only one making mistakes. 1. You're vacuuming too quickly, and only in one direction. Back and forth, back and forth. Sure, you develop a natural pattern when it comes to cleaning carpets in your home for the 7,000th time. Vacuuming a rug in the same route every time or routinely just moving the vacuum to and fro in a single direction isn't likely to pick up all dirt. Instead, pass over areas from multiple angles. Rushing can leave dirt behind. Slow, thoughtful passes are more effective. 2. You're not cleaning the filters. When's the last time you disassembled your vacuum and washed or replaced the filters? The most important maintenance of your vacuum is to care for its filters, shared Liz Hawk, marketing brand specialist. Stick vacuums at Bissell. Many machines have more than one filter that needs to be cleaned or that requires regular replacement to keep things running smooth. Dirty filters will reduce the suction power of the vacuum. They also can recirculate dust back into the air. If it smells dusty when you're vacuuming, take it as a sign to replace the filter or wash it thoroughly according to the manufacturer's directions. 3. You're vacuuming your stairs with an upright vacuum. We love an upright vacuum for the carpets, but as soon as stairs are involved, it's more effective and safer to switch to a vacuum with an extendable wand and attachment. Dragging a heavy vacuum up the stairs not only puts it at risk of taking a tumble, but worse, it can take the user down the stairs with it. 4. You're skipping surfaces. Neglecting the dust under beds, sofas, and other furniture can lead to a quick buildup, amplifying indoor allergies. This is actually why I love using a robot vacuum. It's the first time in my life that I can be sure that there are no dust bunnies underneath the couch. For those of you with an upright vacuum, make sure you slide the furniture around more often to clean beneath furniture and target corners and edges of the room you might otherwise ignore. 5. You don't use the settings properly. If your vacuum has an adjustable suction setting or the ability to change based on the type of flooring surface, make sure you learn how to use those features to your advantage. For example, you wouldn't want to use a high-powered suction setting if you're cleaning your vintage rug. Similarly, you may accidentally blow dust about if you use roller brushes while vacuuming the hardwood floors. Every machine we own is a little different, so be sure to review your owner's manual for best practices. 6. You're letting your robot vacuum clean deep pile carpets. Lower your expectations. We love our robot vacuum, but it doesn't do a great job on the thickest carpets in our household. Not only does it only go back and forth over the carpet in one direction, but thicker carpets require more time and suction than the robot is able to deliver. However, I'll share one positive note. If you use the robot vacuum on the carpet often enough, 3 times a week or more, the surface cleaning does seem to help dust from settling into the fibers. 7. You're vacuuming over wet spills. There's a reason that wet-dry vacuums are in another category. Vacuuming wet areas with a regular vacuum not only risks damage to the appliance, but usually leaves a smeared mess on the floor and dampens the roller brush. Worst case scenario, the water sucked into the canister or dust bag can lead to mold and odor issues. 8. You forget to clean the brush roll or separator. Pet fur, human hair, and other debris can wrap around the brush roll, aka brush head, creating a whole tangle of issues that render the machine less effective. Just as it's important to clean the vacuum canister or bag, it's also important to check on the brush roll. Better yet, consider a vacuum that's designed to handle fur and hair. For pet owners, choosing the right vacuums is essential for effective cleaning, shared Todd Maingold, general manager at Tyneco North America. For example, the Tyneco Go Pet has zero tangle technology, eliminating 99% of hair wrap from the brush head. Hawk at Bissell adds, another important part of tank maintenance is to clean your separator, located inside the dirt tank, every few cleans, which will help your vacuum continue to perform at optimal levels. 9. You're using the wrong attachments, or forgetting about the attachments. Attachments are designed for specific tasks. Using them correctly can improve cleaning results. Make sure you understand the purpose of the attachments that came with your vacuum cleaner. You likely have a crevice wand, upholstery head, a hard floor brush tool, and other assorted accessories that will make cleaning easier and more thorough. 10. You're dusting after vacuuming. This is the kind of mistake you don't repeat often. If you have heavy dusting to do in your home, make sure you dust surfaces first and then follow up with the vacuums. Simply put, you don't have to worry about dust particles that fall to the ground. You'll just vacuum them up afterward. That concludes the article, 10 Vacuuming Mistakes You Might Be Making. The last article, How to Decorate One Wreath for 3 Seasons. Style a simple boxwood wreath 3 different ways to last from October to February. November 8, 2024, by Jamie D'Alessio Clayton. Jamie is the deputy editor at HGTV Magazine, where she edits and writes stories about home design, DIY, gardening, real estate, and more. Ready to simplify your wreath game? These easy DIYs will turn basic greenery into seasonal stunner for fall, the holidays, and the rest of winter. One and done. Dried flowers and pine cones for fall. How to? Attach dried straw flowers around the wreath with adhesive depending on the material of the wreath, hot glue or heavy-duty double-sided tape for a plastic wreath, heavy-duty double-sided tape for a silk wreath, floral wire for a real wreath. Add pine cone picks throughout. Editor's tip: to remove things attached with hot glue, Heat the area with a warm hair dryer to soften the glue and gently pull off the decoration. A festive scene for the holidays. How to? Stick flocked faux pine picks into the bottom of the wreath. Affix a mini wreath to a miniature house. We used a metal tea lighthouse. Cut and glue a thick piece of styrofoam to the bottom of the house. Then push toothpicks into the styrofoam to serve as stakes. Hot glue around the toothpicks to hold them in place. Then use the stakes to attach the house to the wreath. Attach mini bottle brush trees and a deer figurine. Using hot glue for plastic wreaths, heavy-duty double-sided tape for silk wreaths, or floral wire for real wreaths. Snowy white berries for winter. How to? Cut faux berry branches from a large spray to create mini picks. Stick picks around the wreath to evenly cover. Attach rattan balls in different sizes using removable adhesive dots. Everything you need. The Holiday Aisle Polyethylene Boxwood Wreath, $55 at Wayfair. Dried Straw Flower Tops, $15 Etsy. Natural Pine Cone Picks, $19 Amazon. Flocked Evergreen Picks, $10 Amazon. One Sing Mini Bottle Brush Trees, $19 Amazon. Small Metal Tea Lighthouse, $15 Factory Direct Craft. Dollhouse Miniature Bottle Brush Wreath, $1.88, Factory Direct Craft. Floor Moon Deer Toys, $15, Amazon. Berry Spray, $7.10, Holiday Whimsy. Curryar Wicker Rattan Balls, $9, Amazon. That concludes how to decorate one wreath for three seasons. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.